Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and today we have frontwoman Melody from Liliac on the line. Hello, hi, Melody. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I hear you guys are going to be heading out on the road soon. It looks like you have about 40 cities you're going to be hitting. That's exciting.
Yes, we're very excited. We're actually leaving tomorrow morning. So, yeah, we cannot wait.
Well, thanks for making time to chat with me today. I'm really excited to finally get a chance to see you guys out on the road. I know we have a local show here at Jurgles near Pittsburgh in Warrendale, PA on the 23rd. So excited to check out the live show for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see you there as well.
So tell me a little bit about how the band formed. I know that you guys are all siblings. When did you start singing? How young were you?
Ever since I was born. No, I'm just kidding. But I guess I started singing when I was around 9 years old.
Okay.
But it was more like my dad, he formed the band together, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we always been around music because my dad was into music, and later on in life we first started with a lot of pop stuff. Me, Abby, and Sam, we performed on the, 3rd Street on Santa Monica. Then later on, when my brothers were older, my dad was like, oh, let's make you guys a band, see how that sounds. Mm-hmm. So he gave us all our instruments, and we actually fell in love with each one that he gave us.
Very cool.
That's how it technically came.
So, I've got to ask you about the name of the band and what inspired Liliac, and then what vamp metal means.
Yeah. Well, Liliac is a Romanian word, which means bat, like a vampire bat.
Uh-huh.
And one time we were talking about, you know, how Ozzy bit off the bat's head.
Yeah.
And we're like, Dad, how do you say bat in Romanian? Because at first our band name was called the Christies, but then we started getting more into metal and rock, and we're like, we gotta change our name. The Christies sounds a way too happy.
Okay. So you wanted something a little bit more gothic, more metal.
Yes, exactly. So that was pretty cool. So it has like a little secret meaning, I guess.
Very cool. So what has life been like for you performing with your siblings and traveling with them on the road? Do you guys get along well?
Oh yeah, we get along very well. I would say like the young ones kind of fight more, but it's about like video games and stuff like that. But I kind of find it as an advantage for us because since we're brothers and sisters and we live very close by and we're super connected and we trust each other, it's a lot easier to come together and write music and go out and perform because we're so used to each other, you know?
For sure. Do you see yourself ever doing anything besides fronting a band?
Like besides being a singer?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I do play other instruments, but I would have to say vocals are my main instrument, is my main instrument, so I wouldn't really see myself going anywhere without me singing, I guess.
Okay. And what about songwriting in the band? Who's your primary songwriter, or do you guys all work on the songs together?
Yeah, we all work on the songs together. We all come up with the songs, you know. We don't really have like the writer. It's
okay.
Kind of like everybody comes up with their own ideas, and then we bring it down to rehearsal and see if we can build off of it. And then usually me and my dad work on the melody lines, and I work on mostly the lyrics, but if I need help, I always ask them, and they're like, yeah.
Very cool. So I wanted to ask you personally, you know, especially since you guys have done a lot of covers, who have been some of your biggest influences as a vocalist? Who are some of the people that you admire?
Well, as a vocalist, my main number one inspiration is Ronnie James Dio. He really inspired me on the vocals, and I love the way he sang and performed. And I was like, I want to be just like him. So then I learned a lot from him. I watched a lot of his videos on YouTube and a lot of his live performance from the 80s. And I listen to his songs like almost every day.
Okay.
You know? And then like other things I pick up from other singers like out there, like David Lee Roth with all that like high screaming stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. I just like started copying him and I was like, yeah! And then I turned it into like a scream, like a, you know?
Very cool. I think I was probably close to your age when I first interviewed Ronnie James Dio, and you've definitely picked someone amazing to idolize, so I'll give you props for that. He was a great person, amazing singer, so that's very cool.
Wow, I'm jealous that you got to interview Ronnie James
Dio. Yeah,
that
he was
so cool.
a little guy with a big heart and a big voice, so very, very cool. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very privileged to have had the opportunity to talk with him and meet him as well.
Yeah, I only discovered him like after he passed away, because when he passed away, I was only like 8 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered him when I was 15. And then when I realized that he was dead, I was like, oh, I was so sad.
Yeah.
You know, but I did have opportunities with Vinny Appice, the drummer from Dio.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're actually going to, during our tour, when we head out to California, we're going to actually meet up with him and do a couple of songs with him.
Very cool.
Dio songs.
Very cool.
So that is very cool.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if there's anybody that you've met at some of these festivals you've played or plan to meet that are your heroes that you're looking forward to connecting with, you know, as you're out on the road.
Yeah, well, I think the only hero is Ronnie James Dio, but definitely Vinny Appice.
Yeah.
I love Vinny Appice. He's such a nice guy. But other people, like the ones that I would say I would want to meet, we haven't met them yet, because I would like definitely go for like Steven Tyler or maybe James Hetfield. You know, my dad would definitely be excited to meet him. And yeah, and also Josh Kiska, that would be really cool.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit about what we can expect from your live show when you come to town next week.
Well, definitely it's been a big progress from the 2019 tour to now, so you're gonna hear most of our original songs, but you're also going to hear a lot of new original songs that are not even out yet. So
okay,
that is something to look forward to. But yeah, we definitely added a lot of effects to the stage. I mean, you'll see.
So do you have a new album coming out later this year then?
We're working on our album for next year.
Okay.
But we have a couple songs that we will play live to you guys that, you know, you can only hear them live.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I know I saw that you guys got announced for Monsters of Rock Cruise next year, so that'll be a great experience as well.
Yes.
Anything that I haven't touched upon that you'd like to tell us about today?
Well, I can mention like about our music and social media, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us where people can get a hold of your albums and follow you online.
Well, you can get a hold of our albums and music, all of our music, on Apple Music, Spotify, and all musically platformed. And also, if you, you know, also we do have a website at liliacband.com where you can buy a lot of our merch. And we do have social media like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. So you guys could check that out.
Very cool. We'll definitely link back to that from my website. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out before the tour to chat with me. Safe travels, and we'll see you here in Pittsburgh next week.
All right. Thank you so much for having me here, and we'll definitely see you.